Money FM 89.3, best of breakfast. Morning Shot.
Good morning. Thanks for staying with us here on Money FM 89.3. I'm Lin Lee. On today's Morning Shot, we're exploring the topic of employment for persons with disabilities. That's one of the crucial aspects as Singapore pushes to become more inclusive in its journey to narrow the social divide. A key narrative which has featured strongly in Parliament when Deputy Prime Minister Lawrence Wong highlighted that Singapore will need a refreshed social compact for the city's next stage of nation building. Now, Trampoline, a non-profit research and tech organisation, is working hard at enhancing work employability training for those with autism spectrum disorders through an initiative called Growing Autistic Talent for Engineering Sector, or GATES program, that is supported by Temasek Foundation. For more on the program and employment landscape for persons with disabilities, we're joined by Chok Shui Ting, Chief Operating Officer of Trampoline. Morning, Shui Ting.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
We also have Serene Tan, HR and Corporate Affairs Director of Digital and Offset Printing Services Company, Marcono, who has first-hand experience in hiring persons with disabilities. Welcome, Serene.
Good morning, Lin
Lee. Shui Ting, let's start off with you. You've come in touch with various employers. What kind of concerns are frequently raised by employers when it comes to hiring people with disabilities? Has that changed through the years?
Yeah, sure. Employers may have concern about hiring people with disabilities due to largely the stereotype they hold and the lack of exposure to hiring them. I'll list down two examples to expand on this. So for instance, some employer may think that people with disabilities are only suitable for roles in the retail and hospitality industry and may not consider them for jobs in the engineering fields. The stereotype stems from viewing people with disability as a homogeneous group and assume what they can or cannot do. However, each individual is different, even if they have the same type of disability. For example, someone on the autism spectrum may have a wide range of education, from PhD to special education school. Another common challenge is, while we recognize that people with disabilities are unique, we may subconsciously use the same approach to manage people with disability at work the same way we manage any other employees. This is due to the lack of exposure and training for the relevant staff in the company who are working with and alongside them. And over the years, we do see many employers may have come to understand the value of an inclusive workforce, including hiring people with disability. But they do still hold the same concern, especially when the disability is not visible, like autism, or if they don't understand it.
Okay, Serene, let's bring you into the conversation. We understand that your company had broached the idea of hiring persons with disabilities way back in 2019 as part of a CSR initiative. What has the overall experience been like? Were there any surprising revelations?
It has been good. It has been a positive experience, both working with Trampoline and with persons with disabilities. And from a pure CSR intent, we now find an alternative source of workers. And the majority of our candidates are either on the autism spectrum of low IQ or the hearing impaired. And we are very happy with the five of them currently working with us. They are always punctual for work and have 100% attendance records. And given their loving nature, they have also brought joy to our workplace.
Shedding, zooming into the GATES program, could you enlighten us why it is targeted at the engineering sector? And are there any plans to expand that initiative to other sectors as well?
The GATES program, started in May last year, aims to train and develop people with autism for skilled jobs in the engineering sector. So based on research and our own studies, people with autism excel well in jobs that involve less interaction with people and more focus on tasks. Through GATES, we aim to demonstrate that with proper job design and training, people with autism can excel in high-skill jobs. And yes, by identifying jobs with similar attributes, they can be placed in other sectors as well.
But why engineering specifically?
Well, because engineering involves less interaction with people and more focus on the technical deliverables.
Okay, the program covers four key components, including off-site training for PWD's work environment preparation, on-site training and probationary employment, as well as long-term retention. Now, which aspect would you say is the most challenging to implement and why?
Well, it's difficult to pinpoint which aspect of the program is most challenging, as each stage has its own unique challenges. So I'll give you an example. During off-site training, we have to prepare not only the individual with autism, but also their caregivers, as well as employer, as most of them may not know what to expect and are nervous about it. Actually, if we think about it, a lot of us, when we do not know what to expect, we tend to get very nervous about what's going to happen next. And then when they are on the job, we have to continuously emphasize the focus on their work performance as opposed to their individual attributes. For example, people with autism may murmur to themselves or self-talk to help regulate themselves, but it doesn't affect their work performance at all.
So give us a sense of the scale of this program. How big is it?
Okay, to date, because we started last year, to date we have trained more than 40 young adults with autism, and of which more than 40% of them are in employment.
Okay. Serene, can you share some specific examples of what your human resources department considered and put in place in terms of the hardware?
Okay, so let me start with what we do. So Makono has a few businesses, printing, warehousing and fulfillment. Now, we operate high-tech printing machinery in the production of books. So right now, the PWDs are employed in the printing side of the house. Mm-hmm. And so at our workplace, the safety of our employees comes first. So as a policy, they will not operate machinery. Mm-hmm. And they always work in a team, never alone. There will be colleagues who will be available at all times to assist them in completing the task if needed. And as with any employee who joins Makono, we want each of them to succeed in their roles. And so critical to that, we put these PWDs into roles that best match their skills and abilities. And these roles tend to have tasks that are more repetitive in nature, with few or if any variations at all. So they do things like the handwork, such as folding printed manuals, pasting stickers on books, packing and gathering printed materials by sections. And lastly, as a policy, we incentivize them as we would with any other employees, meaning the same salary and pay structure, focusing on their productivity and work performance. And we assess each of them against the roles and responsibilities that they are expected to perform.
Okay, from an HR point of view, what are some of the initiatives that your company has tried out or you have tried out at your company to help these employees understand how to be inclusive and how has that panned out? Or rather, other employees, not just the PWDs.
So we have tried a one-month work trial program at our shop floor and it works. And during that trial period when we first started, Trampoline was on-site full-time to coach the PWDs. Mm-hmm. And before they begin employment, Trampoline will conduct awareness sessions to prepare our supervisors and co-workers on the way to work with and to manage them. And the other way, as I mentioned before, is how we include them in our activities. So a good way to know them is through social interactions. And the other important aspect is, of course, how we include them in our play. So not only do they work with us, they are also included in all company events. Mm-hmm. And so at such gatherings, we share with one another the uniqueness of each of them. We get a better understanding of their behaviours and their preferences. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, on the whole, it has panned out well with these tryouts.
Okay, Shuting, going back to you, are we able to weigh the costs versus returns here, especially for smaller firms that might not necessarily have resources to start with? Where can such firms start when it comes to hiring PWDs?
Our studies have actually reflected the ROI for hiring PWDs. Mm-hmm. It's interestingly the same as hiring able-bodied staff. While the able-bodied staff may adapt more quickly at the start, people with disability tends to deliver consistent results over a long period of time. And this typically is within a one-year time frame. For firms that are keen to embark on hiring PWDs, we do encourage them to take small approaches by starting with an internship or a career trial.
Okay, thank you very much for sharing your perspectives and insights with us. We've been speaking with Chok Shue Ting, Chief Operating Officer of Trampoline, and Serene Tan, HR and Corporate Affairs Director of Makono. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.